Captain Joshua Slocum had a long and adventurous life at sea. His career as a sailor culminated in the first solo voyage around the world. Born in Nova Scotia in 1844, with family roots in New England, Slocum started as ship's cook. In time, he became a master seaman and eventually a captain. His service as a captain on merchant ships brought him to destinations such as California, Alaska, and Australia. While on the jungle coast of Manila, he built a 150-ton steamship. Later, he became master and part owner of a ship named Northern Light, which at the time was considered the finest in America. Then he bought the Aquidneck, on which he made several voyages before she was wrecked off the coast of Brazil in 1886. Before the accident that sank the Aquidneck, Slocum had begun to build another smaller boat on board, which he had named the Liberdade. He saved the partially built boat from the wreck of the Aquidneck and finished building it. Then he sailed himself and three family members safely back to New York Harbor, a voyage of over 5,000 miles. In 1894, Slocum published his first book, Voyage of the Liberdade. Meanwhile, he had bought a 35-foot ship named Spray and rebuilt her. On April 24, 1895, at the age of 51, he began a voyage from Boston that made sailing history. Slocum first sailed across the Atlantic, intending to pass through the Mediterranean Sea and the Suez Canal. In Gibraltar, he was warned that he didn't stand a chance of making it past the pirates in the Mediterranean. Slocum decided to sail west and started back across the Atlantic, setting course for Brazil. But he was soon being followed by pirates. With luck and clever sailing, he was able to escape. It was the first of many narrow escapes, from hostile natives, dangerous currents, and storms at sea. But he made it across the Atlantic again, around the dangerous Horn of South America, and across the Pacific to Australia, where he spent some time sailing along the eastern coast. He rounded the Cape of Good Hope on Christmas 1897, then crossed the Atlantic for the third time to South America. Finally, after sailing 46,000 miles, he returned to Boston Harbor on July 3, 1898. Joshua Slocum was used to difficulties. He suffered business losses and was practically broke. His first wife had died young, and he never got over losing her. But Slocum was more than just a sailor. Although he had only a third-grade education, he became an accomplished writer. With his dry New England sense of humor and his insightful observations about nature, some have compared him to the natural philosopher Henry David Thoreau. His second book, Sailing Alone Around the World, is still popular with sailing enthusiasts today. Slocum is a legend to small boat sailors around the world. Part of the legend stems from the end of Slocum's life. In 1909, at the age of 65, he sailed out of Bristol, Rhode Island, on another solo voyage. He was never seen again.